Part 2. Listen and look. There is one example.
Now listen, boys and girls. I want to tell you about an interesting club here at school.
What is the club?
It's called the Space Club. It's at 6:30 on Tuesday evenings.
Oh, I think I'd like to come to that.
Can you see the answer? Now you listen and write.
What do people do at this club?
Well, they can learn about the stars and they can make new friends too.
Oh, that sounds great!
And sometimes they go out when it's dark. They look at the moon when there are no clouds in the sky.
Do people have to bring anything to the club meetings? Pens and paper?
No, but it's a good idea to bring a torch. It'll be dark outside, and they must be careful when they go out.
And what happens if it's a cloudy night and you can't see anything? Do the children watch TV programmes?
No, Michael. But the club has some very interesting DVDs. So we watch those on nights like that.
Oh, good. I'll enjoy that.
And a friend of mine from the university sometimes comes to talk about space in the future. His name's Mr. Bailey.
How do you spell his surname?
B-A-I-L-E-Y. He's very famous. He's written lots of books.
Now listen to part two again.
What do people do at this club?
Well, they can learn about the stars and they can make new friends too.
Oh, that sounds great!
And sometimes they go out when it's dark. They look at the moon when there are no clouds in the sky.
Do people have to bring anything to the club meetings? Pens and paper?
No, but it's a good idea to bring a torch. It'll be dark outside. And they must be careful when they go out.
And what happens if it's a cloudy night and you can't see anything? Do the children watch TV programmes?
No, Michael. But the club has some very interesting DVDs. So we watch those on nights like that.
Oh, good. I'll enjoy that.
And a friend of mine from the university sometimes comes to talk about space in the future. His name's Mr. Bailey.
How do you spell his surname?
B-A-I-L-E-Y. He's very famous. He's written lots of books.
That is the end of part 2.